What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Low Down.
Sybil Wilk.
Happy Friday, Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brand.
What up, Huggy?
This week was news breaking that had people head shaking about the MoFo and Mandela Memorial interpretation and improvisation of hand manipulation and hallucination of the brother who wasn't saying a mother faking on an occupation, which is insubordination. But we'll talk about him later. It's Friday the 13th, the week of funeral selfies, fake signing, and football suits. Did you guys know that this is the most feared day and date in history?
Mm.
And I thought it was Sunday the 15th. Yeah, that's the day the Redskins play the Falcons. Contender number one, the Washington Redskins, for not only getting their asses smoked by the Chiefs 45-10 on Sunday, but now our coach, Shanahanigan, whose job people thought was over like most of our games, decides now he wants to play football family feud. And we are mad as a mother, the father and son bitch the brother and put in a cousin. Contender number two, the Dallas Cowboys, who got their asses whipped too. Or should I say also? Or should I say also? The Chicago fans made the Cowboys play worse than my skin. Think I'm ain't petty? 45-28. I heard Jerry Jones was so mad he took back all the flip phones he bought him his team for Christmas. He said they was going to lose it anyway. Contender number three, Kim Jong-un.
Ooh, be careful.
Damn! Kim Jong-un put the kill in killer. He just had his uncle killed because he said he was a traitor. And we're complaining about what we're going to get Uncle Clarence for Christmas? Talking about shortening your Christmas list. Man, that scared me so bad, I took my nephew's Elmo back and exchanged it for an Xbox One, y'all. Because I don't want to be the next Uncle X and put in a box. He killed his ex-girlfriend, too. Y'all know that a while back.
Yeah.
It's like a damn horror movie, except for the brother still living. Dennis Rodman, I hope you watch Final Destination before you take your next North Korean vacation. Contender number four, hashtag as R. Kelly. Contender number five, Kevin Federline. Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, is on his sixth child. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he's trying to break Adrian Peterson's Russian record, y'all. He has two Britney babies. Y'all know her babies, Lil Powerball and Mega Million. He has two soul babies from Shaw Jackson, Lil Peaches and her, and two by his wife now. One is in the oven right now. If Kevin Federline and Octomom got together, they'd be the Duggars. Contender number six, George Zimmerman, baby mama. How the habanero hell do you drop charges? You know this bastard history. Contender number seven, Lamar Odom. Yep, old Lamar really done messed up this time. He's in between a rock and a hard place after that crack rap video surfaced about him creeping with other women. Now, this is supposedly the last crazy straw for Chloe. One thing is to do it. Another thing is to rap about it after you do it. When white women start leaving brothers, it's all over, ain't it, Jay?
All over.
Oh, speaking of leaving, y'all hear Taye Diggs and his wife are getting divorced?
Yes.
And Terrence Howard and his wife getting a divorce. Well, Terrence Howard and his wife aren't actually getting a divorce, but he's only known her for a month. So before he say I do, which means he will be getting a divorce soon. I'm willing to bet money on that one. It's like the best man holiday hex. Terrence Howard is contender number seven. Contender number eight is Megyn Kelly, the lady from Fox, who said Santa Claus is white and Jesus is a white man too. Who knew? All this time, did y'all expect anything different from a white woman named Megyn, last name Kelly? South African interpreter, you are the bummer of the week. For lip syncing with your hands at Mandela's Memorial. Y'all know y'all was schizophrenic, all both of y'all, before y'all took the job. You probably distracted people so you can rob Desmond Tutu house, you funeral crashing fraud. Hey, they should have got the bodybuilder directing traffic in the Geico commercial to do a better job than that.
Yeah.